Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
Well, in a D.C. Spotlight feature with the Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce, Oklahoma Senator James Lankford had the opportunity to share his insights into the recent election, as well as expectations on the policy focus in Washington, D.C. I had the opportunity to catch up with Senator Lankford after that meeting to talk about a couple of things he's excited about, including the U.S. Department of Government Efficiency, or the DOGE.
What's interesting was for Elon Musk and for Vivek Ramaswamy, they came to be able to meet with those of us that have been working on this for years. That was the reason we did it, is that I've worked on this issue for 10 years, driving this issue about how can we be more efficient. We've never had a White House that's really been focused on this. Even the first Trump White House wasn't focused on this issue. But for now, the Trump White House to step in and say, we want to take this on, not only take it on, but take it on right at the very beginning, is really optimistic. Everybody sees the inefficiency in government. This is not a partisan thing. Everybody sees it.
And of course, Lankford understands the need for the farm bill.
I think we'll have an extension of current policy. We may have some additional farm disaster aid that's still in the final pieces there to be able to figure out some of the reference pricing issues and how to reduce short-term offsets. We will not have a final farm bill in the very end. And quite frankly, John Bozeman has shifted from, I really want to get this done. It's a Debbie Stabenow. Now it's just not moving on some things like reference pricing that are really significant in ag country. Very engaged in trying to do nutrition policy, but not in actually what feeds the nutrition policy on it. And so that it's not going to move in the next 2 weeks. It's going to be as early as we can into the next year, but try to be able to get it done and get it done right.
To hear my complete conversation with Senator James Lankford, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, No-Till on the Plains is a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization providing information for producers to adopt high-quality, continuous no-till systems and to further develop those systems. While adopting high-quality, continuous no-tillage and utilizing the best agronomic practices has the potential to improve producers' efficiency and profitability greater, many other benefits accrue to society, such as a greatly reduced soil erosion of cropland, less sedimentation of rivers, lakes, and streams, along with improved wildlife habitat, all while sequestering atmospheric carbon dioxide in soil organic matter. The No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference is coming up on January the 21st through the 23rd in Wichita, Kansas. This is the 29th annual conference, so it's been around for quite a while, and it's going to be a super great event. Keynote speakers include Dr. Dwayne Beck, Professor Emeritus of Dakota Lakes Research Farm, Russell Hedrick, a no-till producer from Hickory, North Carolina, and Jeff Lowenfields, author of Teaming with Fungi, Teaming with Microbes, and Teaming with Bacteria. Registration is now open at a discounted rate until December 13th, so you have a couple of days, and more information and the registration can be found on the website by going to notill.org. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 28th at Southwest Technology Center in Altus. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.